the fifth paragraph of Basra, first Mishnah. Moiches Hasvina, the person sells a boat. So what's included in the sale? Moiches HaToyran, Vesanes, Vesaugim. Included in that is the pole, is the Torah, and the Nes is the sails themselves. Ugim is the thing you throw into the water to keep it in place. The anchor. Yeah. And also included in that is the oars that are used to move it. The servants that are working there, different type of containers, another type of container, not included. He says, I'm selling you the sphere of the boat and everything in it, then everything's included. Most of the person who sold a wagon, the donkeys that drive the wagon are not included. If he sold the donkeys, we do not assume that he sold the wagon. If he has a yoke which is used for to hold two oxen together to drive the plow, so if you sold the bucker, that apparatus is not included, and if you sold the apparatus, the bucker not included. He says, no, we could tell by the price what he meant. He said, sell me this yoke for 200 zuz. Everybody knows that 7 costs a quarter of that, a tenth of that. So then we could assume that if he's saying such a high price, he's including the animals and the produce. The oxen. The chachamim say, "Ein adomim raya." We cannot bring a proof from the domim to require this person to pay for. To give more than the tzemet. In other words, since he said tzemet, which means the yoke, even though he asked for an extremely high price, we don't say automatically that he must have meant also the oxen. Yeah, the ma'aseh, the Gemara asks, but if that's the case, the sale should go off because he's overcharging. Yeah, so the Gemara answers that if the concept of a no, which is mevatel of the sale, is if it's a little bit off, but it's completely out of the bull chart, out of the charts, then we assume that it was understood that he's overcharging and it was accepted and it's all right.